How would you say for me in Spanish, for me?
Para mí.
Para mí.
For you.
Para usted.
Para usted.
How would you say for one person?
Para una persona.
Para una persona.
For two people, for two persons.
Para dos personas.
Para dos personas.
I would like to reserve a table for two people, for two persons.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas.
So again, using para, you're talking about something that is for someone, whether it's for me, for you, for a person, for two people. So something for someone. How would you say, though, for 2 nights, which is talking about how long something is for? How would you say for 2 nights?
Por dos noches.
Por dos noches.
To say for this evening in Spanish, you will say
para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
Now, you might have been expecting that you'd use the other word for 4 in this situation, because so far you've learnt that using para is for something that is for someone, and that por is used for how long something is for. However, para has another use. It is used firstly when you're describing that something is for someone, and also to describe when something is for. So it's for this evening, it's for tomorrow morning, this is here and it's for tomorrow morning, this is for us to use for this evening. It's different than when you're talking about how long something lasts for. So you'll use por when you want to say how long something is for, how long something is going to last. But you'll use para when you want to say who something is for and also when something is for, at what time it is for. So again, how would you say for this evening?
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
One way to ask, is it for this evening, is simply to say, for this evening? How would you say that?
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
How would you say, I would like to reserve a table for two people for this evening?
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas para esta noche.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas para esta noche.
How would you say simply, I would like a double room for 2 nights?
Quisiera una habitación doble por 2 noches.
Quisiera una habitación doble por 2 noches.
So once we go back to talking about the duration, the length of time for 2 nights, we have, of course, gone back to por. But when you are simply giving a time when something is for, you will use para. Another example of this would be for giving the time. For instance, in order to tell the time in Spanish, it's pretty easy. All you need to do is take the las from the beginning of Las Vegas and add it onto the front of a number. So to say 2 o'clock, simply say las and then 2. How would you say that? Literally, the two.
Las dos.
Las dos.
Say 3 o'clock, say the three.
Las tres.
Las tres.
To say 7 o'clock, you'd say the seven.
Las siete.
Las siete.
How would you say 4 7 o'clock, given that it's a specific time, that when something is four? So how would you say 4 7 o'clock?
Para las siete.
Para las siete.
How would you say, I would like to reserve a table for 7 o'clock?
Quisiera reservar una mesa para las siete.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para las siete.
When you get there, you might want to tell them that you've reserved. You can, if you want, simply say, I have reserved. So how would you say that?
He reservado.
He reservado.
How would you say, I've reserved a table?
He reservado una mesa.
He reservado una mesa.
What is you have, you have?
A.
A.
How would you say you have reserved?
Ha reservado.
Ha reservado.
Turn it into a question to say, you have reserved?
Ha reservado.
Ha reservado.
Answer by saying, yes, I have reserved.
Sí, he reservado.
Sí, he reservado.
Again, how would you say later in Spanish? Literally, more late, more tardy.
Más tarde.
Más tarde.
So, the word for more, therefore, is...
Más.
Más.
To ask someone if they want some more in Spanish, you literally say something more. What was the word for something?
Algo.
Algo.
So how would you say something more?
Algo más.
Algo más.
Now turn it into a question and say, more or less, anything else, something more?
Algo más.
Algo más.
Answer, yes, 2 coffees, please.
Sí, 2 cafés, por favor.
Sí, 2 cafés, por favor.
At the end of the meal, you might be asked it. So, again, how would you say something more?
Algo más.
Algo más.
This time you're going to answer, yes, 2 coffees and the bill, please. The bill in Spanish is...
La cuenta.
La cuenta.
La cuenta.
La cuenta.
How would you say, yes, 2 coffees and the bill, please?
Sí, 2 cafés y la cuenta, por favor.
Sí, 2 cafés y la cuenta, por favor.
So, what is the word for where in Spanish, where?
¿Dónde?
¿Dónde?
How would you say, where can I go?
¿Dónde puedo ir?
¿Dónde puedo ir?
How would you say, where can I prepare the dinner?
¿Dónde puedo preparar la cena?
¿Dónde puedo preparar la cena?
How about, where can I take a taxi?
¿Dónde puedo tomar un taxi?
¿Dónde puedo tomar un taxi?
I'll let you guess the word for taxi, as it is pretty much universal and very useful word.